Hannah. Halfway through my second glass of wine, I realized that every alcohol I've ever tried before was actual swill. The beers that Ben drinks, the flavored vodka that Mom loves mixed with Diet Sprite, the hard seltzer my friend Emma keeps in the back seat of her car and drinks warm from the can. I always told them how much I hate drinking, but I see now that I only hated drinking crap. I like this wine. I can feel it hitting my bloodstream, mellowing me out. The inside of my head is pleasant fizzy. I never understood the point of alcohol. Never felt drunk like this before. But now I have a rising sense of euphoria, a feeling like I'm floating. I walk back toward my room slowly, swinging myself around on the banister as I climb up the stairs. I allow myself to pretend I live here at Grafton. In my imagination, I'm friends with Betsy Martin. On the landing, I look to the double doors of the East Wing longingly. Would it be so bad just to have a little peek? I stroll up to the door and peer through the glass at the long wood-paneled hallway. I put my hand on the shiny gold handle. It is cool to the touch. Nothing like the chintzy doorknobs in my apartment. No, I scold myself. Just go back before you get into trouble. As I spin around to go back to the West Wing, I run full force into Archie Morris.
Whoop. Where are you heading there, champ?
He chuckles kindly as I stumble backward, taking me by the shoulder to keep me from falling. I feel his warm hand on my collarbone. It's broad and steadying. I laugh. The vague realization that I might be embarrassed about this tomorrow sloshes around in my head, but I smile and ignore it. Oh, I was just going to my room. Trying to, anyway. The words leave my mouth like balloons.
I think your room is the other way, Archie says.
He's trying to be helpful, I think. I wasn't going to go in there, just looking, I say. The wine is making me warm inside. I don't want to go to bed anymore.
Whoa, easy there, partner.
Archie's grip tightens. I think I must be falling over a bit because suddenly I'm leaned up against him, my shoulder against his chest. I know logically that I shouldn't be touching Archie Morris. That it would be frowned upon for a contestant to behave this way with a host. This is why people like drinking, I think to myself. It's a shocking realization. Alcohol makes you not care about the repercussions of what you are doing. I like it. I can smell Archie's cologne more strongly than earlier. It's like the wine was. Complex. Rich. I just want to be near it.
Easy yourself, I say. I look straight up. I can see the stubble already forming on his chin after a day of filming. It's gray in patches. I expect him to set me straight, to send me to my room, but he doesn't move.
What's it like over there? I stage whisper, leaning into him. In the East Wing.
Oh, you know, piles of diamonds, closets full of champagne, you'd hate it.
He smiles slyly, only half of his mouth rising up his cheek. I grin up at him, delighted.
How do you know what I'd hate?
His eyebrows shoot up, amused. I imagine telling my mom about this later, how she will squeal with delight.
No, you did not say that, she'll shriek. Good point, he says.
I feel my heart sink as he steps away, cool air replacing the warmth of his arm. Now he's going to tell me to be a good kid and run along. He glances behind him at the door, then runs his eyes up and down the staircase. All are empty and quiet. When he talks, his voice is low and conspiratorial.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a peek at the East Wing. But you have to promise me you won't tell anyone. Can you keep a secret?
I lock my lips with an invisible key
and follow Archie up the staircase.